You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. We're calling these mini-sodes. Let's get into it. Teddy, we just were rapping about this, chatting about this, jamming about this before we started recording. Not surprising, big retail is getting bigger as smaller players struggle.
Yep.
So, as you can imagine, the Costcos, the Amazons, the Walmarts of the world, certainly here in the contiguous United States, we're coming off the holiday season, but their market share is growing. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. You are correct.
Yep.
It's like the supermarkets or superstores, essentially. Like,
yeah.
More than just one thing that you go there for. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. I mean, Costco, it's not my favorite place, but man, is it nice to be able to go buy some lawn furniture, get your tires changed, get some gas, and buy an 18-pack of Kraft mac and cheese for your kids. You know, we're CPG specialists, so we're going to talk about this through the lens of CPG brands and how it's impacting them.
Yes.
Okay, so what does it mean for CPG brands in your perspective?
So I think before we get into that, something that I want to talk about is like there's a lot of articles on this topic right now. And I think that that's really important that you need to be able to read these things, but you also need to find a way to discuss them and understand what it actually means for you. This doesn't mean that you should no longer prioritize things going into other grocery stores like Kroger or, you know, Trader Joe's continuing to grow. But then they also, like, thinking about Kroger, the merger that Kroger and Albertsons have been, I think, worked on last couple of years, like, that's still something that is a big part of your business, a big part of your sales, and needs to be, you know, continuously evaluated. I think that what this means is you shouldn't pull out of other stores, you shouldn't prioritize other stores, is that you need to now focus on your key relationships, regardless of the stores.
Yep.
So with that, that to me means that you need to make sure that your sales team has the right information and the right KPIs to then communicate effectively and set expectations with buyers.
Nailed it. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely more of the same, right? We've talked about this for however long we've been doing this. And even before we were recording a podcast, distributing it out to a worldwide audience, shout out, like, and subscribe on Apple and Spotify. But you nailed it, right? So those major retailers we just touched on, Costco, Walmart, and Amazon, they have their OTIF expectations, their MABD expectations, those KPIs that they're talking about. The smaller retailers have them too.
Mm-hmm.
And so dotting the I's, crossing the T's, setting yourself up for success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to go a long way asking those questions to those smaller retailers based on your experience with the larger ones.
Mm-hmm.
Should set you apart.
Yep.
Identifying a partner like Zipline Logistics.
Yep.
Who understands those expectations as well. Mm-hmm. Is going to set you apart.
Yeah. I think going into what sets you apart, I think those KPIs are really important. Again, something that those key performance indicators, those are things that we have always focused on from when I started here. And the important part about this is they should not be the same per retailer. And for us, they're not the same per partner or customer.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be different. You have to be able to have them different so you can bench them, mark them against each other to see how your product is actually doing on a SKU level and even a case level. And I think if you don't know what that needs to be, that's your first step. You need to figure out what your KPIs are by the SKU, by the retailer, what you're looking at for, you know, like your whole network. And then that goes down even further when you're looking at the service and the OTIF level.
Mm-hmm.
And then that also kind of comes into, like, you know, understanding how those retailers want things and watching what their routing guides are saying, because they change sometimes on a biannual basis.
Right.
Sometimes quarterly. So if you don't know those things, it's going to be really hard for you to actually see what your KPIs are doing correctly.
We talked about it before, chasing bottom line dollar on your transportation spend can adversely affect our brands when it comes to on-time delivery, which then results in fines or things of that nature. So you save $50 on a lane, but you're paying $50,000 in fines because they didn't deliver on time and full due to the expectations of the customer. So get that stuff in line and make sure that your partners know it and then hold them accountable.
Absolutely.
Right. We have monthly, quarterly, weekly as needed meetings with our customers to identify those KPIs and making sure we're tracking them closely so that we can prepare. We certainly have gone back through for some customers and pulled together like evidence, for lack of a better term, PODs, timestamps, et cetera, lumber receipts, all the things that we would need to prove our service offerings to those retailers. Because sometimes, you know, people make mistakes, gets lost in the shuffle, but we want to be prepared.
I agree.
What else did I miss?
I don't think you missed anything. But one thing I want to add is that these three, you know, like big retail players are being identified as the leaders because they basically invested in themselves earlier than everybody else did to get to the point where they are now. And that's exactly what you should be doing as a brand. You need to continuously invest in yourself to make sure that your sales goes forward, that your product is the number one on the shelf. No involuntary sampling. Like, by you taking the time to invest in that to make sure products are there and available is going to make a big difference. And this is proof. They're there for a reason because that's what they did.
And if you can get more money than God, that will help.
Yeah, you know, always a benefit.
As always, if you're looking to partner with somebody who understands this and works through it, what feels like on an hourly basis, not just a daily, an hourly basis, feel free to give us a call, 888-GO-ZIPLINE, www.ziplinelogistics.com. Hop onto Apple, hop onto Spotify, leave us a like and subscribe, a 5-star review if you would. We'll see you next time on the Zipline Logistics podcast. We're running hot in 2025, baby!